A new movie, celebrated for its cultural accuracy, is losing its unpopular opening short. Disney Pixar's Coco, based on the indigenous Mexican holiday Day of the Dead, or Dia de los Muertos, has been widely embraced by critics and audiences alike. But the short film running ahead of Coco, a spin-off of Disney's Frozen, is causing a bit of an uproar in cinemas worldwide. In fact, public reaction has been so strong that Disney's even planning to pull the short from Coco's screening starting this Friday. Joining us now, WNYC's Alejandra Salazar is in the studio with us, and she's here to talk more about it. Alejandra, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So tell us what happened with this short.
Well, usually Pixar movies open up with a short film. So Olaf's Frozen Adventure is Coco's. But there have been issues with it since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
First off, it's 21 minutes long.
Kind of long for a short.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And it kind of stretches the definition of short, right?
Of course. It's
long enough that audiences have reported being confused about what movie they actually came to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Critics have also called the short culturally tone deaf.
How so? I mean, you've seen the movie, right?
Yeah, I have. In Coco, Pixar made a pretty special movie dedicated to Mexican culture. The studio went out of their way to make sure that the movie was accurate and respectful of history and tradition. The cast is predominantly Mexican and Latino, which is virtually unheard of in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And their efforts paid off. It was extremely resonant for me personally. I'm Mexican-American, and a lot of what I saw on screen echoed my own family and our traditions. They got the little things right. The way that the characters flow between Spanish and English, or the representation of traditional iconography, or how it looks at issues like death and family through a deeply spiritual Mexican lens.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that this is now Mexico's highest grossing film of all time. So to have it saddled with what is essentially an extra long promo for a totally, tonally different Disney moneymaker didn't go over that well.
So there's no more Frozen of this version here.
Yeah, Olaf's taking his leave come Friday. Disney has reportedly asked theaters to use the extra time for an extra screening or two of Coco.
Okay, Alejandra Salazar, thanks so much.
Thank you.